This is the brief on protecting wealth during divorce. Look, when a divorce involves significant, complex assets, especially stuff that spans across borders, you've got to have a smart strategy to protect yourself right from the very start. First, you need to figure out which assets are actually on the table for discussion. Courts tend to put things into two main buckets. You've got matrimonial assets, everything built up during the marriage, and that's generally subject to sharing. Then you have non-matrimonial assets, like an inheritance or property you own before you got married. The goal here is to ring-fence them, to keep them separate. And don't think a complex business or a trust is some kind of magic shield. Courts will dig deep to see what the real intention and control looks like. Second, you have to be on high alert for the biggest financial risks. What are the worst threats? Well, hidden assets, and more often than you'd think, asset dissipation. I'm talking about accounts being emptied overnight or property being sold off in a flash. Also watch for the more subtle stuff. Financial manipulation, like a sudden nosedive in income or a business being deliberately undervalued to hide its true worth. Finally, if you see assets being moved or hidden, you have to act decisively. That means getting independent experts to value everything. Never rely on your spouse's valuation of a business, property, or valuable art. And if money is actively being moved, especially overseas, you need to use powerful tools like freezing orders, which can lock down accounts immediately so they can't be touched. So effective wealth protection in divorce really boils down to expert strategy, rigorous valuation, and just being vigilant against financial dissipation.